activities, mostly the teaching activities and service activities in the unit, will not be disrupted by the leave. After the dean, the requests go to the provost for approval. They're reviewed by the chancellors. By the chancellor, I concur as VP Academic Affairs, and the recommendations are finally submitted to the board for approval. This year, for academic year 2012-2013, there's a total of 210 recommendations, 147 from the Urbana-Champaign campus, 54 from Chicago campus, and 9 from the Springfield campus. And these sabbaticals may be 1 or 2 semesters long. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are they available for board members?
Absolutely not.
Thank you, Christoph.
Or administrators.
Okay, at this point, we'd like to introduce Donna McNeely, and this is our annual ethics report.
All right, that's the back door entrance. Okay. Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to present our 2011 annual report for the Ethics Office. This is a calendar year report because that coincides better with the requirements of the State Officials and Employees Ethics Act. And I can say this has been a year without precedence with respect to our caseload and our overall visibility for the Ethics Office. We actually had 72 concerns this year that came into our office that were of a level that required some form of review, collaboration with another university office, or an actual investigation to follow up. 8 of those requests involved requests from outside entities that resulted in over 30 data requests and boxes of information. We had 2 high-profile cases that ended in public reports, and there were 26 additional concerns that were followed up on and addressed, but really didn't require an extensive amount of work by the office. In addition to the formal concerns and cases, we have daily calls that come in on our toll-free ethics helpline number and daily emails to the university ethics officer email account. Most of those communications are what I call more of an advisory type of service. The most common areas that we get calls on are conflicts of interest, which we try to coordinate with the Vice Chancellor for Research and others to help resolve, gift ban restrictions, political activities. This year has been a big year for procurement communications reporting, and then also questions about the location and interpretation of university policies. Most of these questions can actually be answered by our office just because of our years of doing this. But if that's not the case, we really serve as a traffic director for our employees, making sure we connect them with the right person in the right office so that they can get those answers. And this is really one of the ways that we can be a little bit ahead of the game with respect to helping employees make good decisions and avoid what might be the next call to our office with a concern. Now, I have actually what I think is probably very good news for us with respect to the caseload, the University of Illinois caseload, with the Office of the Executive Inspector General for the agencies of the governor. They report each year their number of cases and reports that come to our office, and each year those are consistently climbing. So they are generating more business, for lack of a better word. But in 2011, the Inspector General's office received only 15 complaints related to the University of Illinois. So if we do the math on that, that translates less than 1 complaint for 1,000 employees, and other state agencies and public universities average about 18 complaints per 100. So each year we also work to further expand our exposure at a national level. This year, Tracy Rolfe and I will be presenting at the annual conference that is sponsored by the Society for Corporate and Compliance and Ethics. I have presented there before, but this will be Tracy's first opportunity to present with me. And I will also be sitting on the panel for the opening general session. So we're very excited about that. Gives us an opportunity to have some national exposure. And also, very importantly, in times of tight budgets, it allows us to travel for free and get to go to the conference for free. So we're always looking for those combined opportunities. In the procurement communications reporting